belongs to my church, and I've known her for quite maybe, I don't even know how long I've been a member here. Maybe 6 years?
Probably.
About 6 years. I haven't known her that long. I've never really sat down and talked to her, so this will be a good chance for us to get to know each other a little bit better.
I pronounce my name Bernice.
Bernice, I'm
but
sorry.
As much younger than Becky is. She calls me Mrs. Hart, so
yes.
I can see why she wouldn't know it was Bernice instead of Bernice.
Yeah, I just know you by Mrs. Hart. Okay, let's see. We'll start with, let's see, I have when you were born, but everybody else doesn't know. So why don't you tell us where you were born and anything you remember about your first time with your mom and dad?
I was born on Rawsonville Road near Willis. And that's, of course, in Michigan, not far from Monroe County. And my parents were comparatively young. My mother was 20 and my dad 25. And so I was lucky that I had such young parents, although I didn't know it at the time. In fact, I didn't even know they were young.
Were they strict when you were growing up?
Let's put it this way. My dad adored me, and he adored a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had a very hot temper. And so if he ever got angry at anybody, he stayed angry.
Oh, great. Did you ever get in a lot of trouble when you were younger?
No.
I
think I was a pretty easy child raised. I had a brother, on the other hand, that wasn't easy at all.
Troublemaker. I know how that is. I have two of them. Were you good in school?
I went to a country school for 8 years, of course.
Oh, what was that like?
See,
I'm used to the big institutional school.
To me, it was huge, huge, huge. I can remember as a five-year-old thinking it was huge. I went away to high school, and I came back, and I was astonished at how small it really was.
Yeah, I bet. Because to me, the little country school seemed, you know, so small, and I can't even imagine what they'd be like.
They taught rather well, surprisingly so.
Mm-hmm.
I myself taught in a country school during the war, I had only had 12 children in the whole school, and two of them were mine, and four of them were in the same grade. One of again was my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and they went to Dundee, and they all ended up in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
So that country schools were astonishing good.
Mm-hmm.
They always said it was because they got a preview and a review. If you didn't pick it up the first time, you heard it talk to the kids the next year.
The younger kids, yeah.
And they weren't afraid that anybody would call on them or anything. And then they, if they were bright kids, they listened to the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that I myself was astonished at how good a country school could be.
Yeah, because I didn't really, because I just saw it on TV. That's all I know about it. With all the different grades, I couldn't see how it would be effective. It seemed like it wouldn't be.
Yeah. As I say,
it probably is better than what it is now.
I was astonished.
Yeah. That's really interesting. What do you remember about the war? You said you taught school during the war, correct?
My husband was a farmer, and he was a year over age anyway when they drafted,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't a question of him going to war. And as I say, they asked me to teach a country school, and I said I wouldn't do it, not unless I could take my children with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said okay, and I enjoyed it.
Where was the school at?
It was on Stone Road near maybe Mill Eisenschool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
But my children, of course, didn't like me teaching.
Yeah, was it hard dealing with them? In a classroom situation?
They said it was hard for them rather than hard on me.
Yeah.
And not only that, you came home and there was no food and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I only took, they asked me to teach another, you know, some more. But because my children disliked it so much, I didn't.
Yeah. I know that you're a teacher. Well, you were. You're a retired teacher now. What other schools did you teach at in the early years?
Well, I taught at Dearborn before I was married, mm-hmm. and it took me a long time to get started. I got out of just in 1930 from college.
What college did you attend?
I went to the one in Ipsy. And it was very hard to get a job because mm-hmm. everybody that had ever taught school was going back to teaching because
they just kept teaching.
And of course, the minute you went any place, they ask you what experience. And eventually, I did teach a half year to a school at Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was lucky because I had two of the children that he became director later, mm-hmm. and I came down here to the Herkimer School on Doty Road and taught, and that was where I met my husband. And
what year did you and your husband get married?
In 1936,
mm-hmm.
and they came and asked me to teach at the Dearborn School again,
mm-hmm.
and I only taught a year. Because by then I was 27, and I thought, well, if I'm going to get married, might as well get married. And married women couldn't teach then.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Well, there was still such a demand for jobs that they wouldn't let married women, you know, they said they didn't need work as badly.
Mm. Were there a lot of other stereotypes against women?
It wasn't because of that. It was because it was a depression.
Yeah.
And there weren't that many jobs, and one job in a family, they said was enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't that most of the teachers were
mm-hmm.
women, really.
Yeah, they figured it would be fair only for one job.
That's right.
Yeah. What else do you remember about the Depression? We learned a little bit about it in class, so I don't know too much, but I think it's kind of interesting.
Well, for instance, when I taught at Herkimer School, I only got $50 a month.
Really?
And they went up $5 from the year before. The one that taught the year before only got $45, but everything else was in proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And
how much did everything cost at the school? You remember?
Not especially, mm-hmm. except that I only paid probably $2.50 a week to stay at a house nearby the school.
Wow.
And it was they've been friends ever since. And we had good meals.
Yeah.
And their family was all home. They had four children,
mm-hmm.
because there weren't jobs. And I played more cards that winter than I ever
learned a lot of games.
Well, we played cards anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The lady was so delighted because if her husband didn't play cards at home, he went to town and played. And so she was always delighted to do the dishes and let some of us go in and play cards so we could stay home.
Keep them there where she can keep an eye on them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else can we talk about? Did you guys do anything different for, like, the holidays? Because now, a lot of the holidays are kind of commercialized, you know, Christmas. Because
mm-hmm.
here at church, it's, you know, we don't do all the stuff about Santa Claus. Was Santa Claus big when you were a young child?
It really was, and the reason that my mother was a Catholic and my dad was a Methodist,
mm-hmm.
and so they settled their problems by not going to church at all.
Oh, really?
And so I never truly attended church until I was married,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, we lived here and I went here. So Santa Claus was big.
Yeah.
And because I didn't take part in church affairs.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that it was very sad that I didn't, and that I was missing out on a lot. And so, for instance, my own children, they're both Baptists,
mm-hmm.
and I have absolutely no objections because their partners are Baptists,
mm-hmm.
and I, because of my own not going to church,
right.
I was anxious for them to belong to the same church. And my grandchildren, of course, have always mm-hmm. been brought up in a church.
Yeah.
And I was glad that they were.
Oh, that's good. Because I saw your grandchildren here before, the two boys.
Yes, they go to a Baptist church, but they do go to church.
That's good. That's good. Did you used to believe in the Easter Bunny? Did you do that? Because that's kind of big now.
When I was very small, I did. But
yeah, kind of hard to remember, huh?
Yes.
I can't remember that now, and I'm only 19.
That's right.
Let's see. When you first started going to church here, was it any different than it is now?
To begin with, it was much, much bigger. Mm-hmm. That most of the pews were filled, if you can imagine that.
How many
pews?
Now it's empty.
And I was lucky in one way, because everybody was a relation to everybody else.
That's nice.
My husband had lots of relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never felt left out because of, you know, his relatives. I'm quite sure if you'd been a stranger in the church, you would have felt quite left out.
Yeah, because now there's a few relatives here, but not too many.
No, there's, I'm thinking, Rose Lohr is a relative of mine, but very few. And so Wires are distant relatives held over from that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the relatives. Well, we don't have the people. We certainly don't have the relatives that we had.
Wow. Did the town of Navy look the same, basically?
Yes, pretty much so.
Mm-hmm.
Although the little town of Schofield at that time was probably bigger than Navy almost.
Hmm.
It had two stores. No stores now.
Yeah, what kind of stores were there?
They were grocery stores. And of course, grocery stores then sold lots of things besides groceries. For instance, one of them in Schofield, one half was groceries and the other half was dry goods, shoes, thread, everything.
Did they have a credit system? Did they do that?
I always paid cash, but I'm sure that some people bought stuff on credit, but not the credit was just writing it down in a book.
Right.
Not.
Did people pay it back usually?
I think that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I always paid cash.
Mm-hmm. What did the town of the city of now? Because now, you know, we have the Frenchtown Mall, and they're building so many different buildings. What did it used to look like?
A very booming town downtown. I'm always in a shock. You know, everything was booming downtown, and not, as you say, on the outskirts.
Yeah. What stores were downtown?
I suppose Kresge's was one of the biggest ones, and there was. Every kind of store, meat markets and grocery stores even.
So they had specialty shops, sort of?
No, not specially. They had clothing stores and Klein's, of course, was there, but not as big. Yeah, but not as big.
Yeah.
They didn't have the men's store and so forth. But it was a booming place downtown.
Did you used to go there a lot?
It got to be my hometown instead of Ipsy and Ann Arbor. Before too long, it was my hometown.
Did you used to listen to the radio a lot?
Everybody listened to Miss Sandy, as you probably even you know.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
And you would hurry up and get your work done and come in and listen to Amos and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that I had it on in the daytime working around.
Yeah.
And it's easy then much easier to work around with radio than it is work around with television.
TV, yeah, it is.
And so I'm sure that we had it on a lot.
Was Amos and Andy your favorite?
It was everybody's favorite, yes. And now, of course, they wouldn't like it because it was white men playing, you know, Negroes.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't like it, but at the time it didn't seem that way to us.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem like you were being hard on black people.
Yeah. What were some of the other stereotypes against blacks then, if you can remember? Some problems.
Well, I taught a lot of blacks,
mm-hmm.
and the reason I did was there was a Sumter school, and it was so poor, mm-hmm. and so forth, that they closed it, and they divided it up between three schools, and I taught in the nearest school in Airport, and so we had a lot of blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that I was delighted. One year, our best student was a black,
oh,
and
really?
I thought that was so nice.
That is.
Because it gave them a different picture. Because, as I said, that school was so poor
mm-hmm.
that when a lot of them came, they were very definitely in the lower part of the,
right.
of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they were black, but because they hadn't had the opportunity to go to a good school.
Yeah, because their school is so poor.
It was poor enough that the state closed it.
Wow. That's awful. Because, see, we're learning a lot of how the stereotypes used to be really strong, and I was wondering if you noticed it.
No, they were. Let's put it this way. When I was a kid, I didn't know any blacks.
Mm-hmm.
There were no blacks closer than 12 miles in Ypsilanti.
Wow.
And I don't even remember going to high school with blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know much about them until
yeah.
I was an adult.
And then you talk to you, so that's why I'm an adult. When you were a child, do you remember anything particular that happened to you that was one of, you know, your greatest moments?
Mm-hmm.
One of the happiest times you had as a child?
One of the most pleasant things that we did was the whole family, and by the whole family I mean my grandmother's family that
mm-hmm.
had seven children.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to her place practically every Sunday for a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always, although some of my cousins were a lot younger, I was always good friends with my first cousins. And I just can't imagine now a big family going to their parents'
yeah.
and grandparents' place every Sunday.
Every Sunday, that doesn't happen too often.
And we had a delicious meal and
yeah.
so forth. But again,
play games and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Kind of like a party.
Cards and,
uh-huh.
and eating and visiting.
Oh, that's nice. Every Sunday you did this?
Just about, the way I recall,
mm-hmm.
That was the high event in the week.
Oh, that's nice. Not too many people would do that now.
My grandmother lived, and grandfather lived 12 miles away in Ypsilanti at that time when I began to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And first we went in a horse and buggy, and we didn't get a car, I think, until about 1922. So in 1908, I would have been 13 and 14 when we got a car. So it wasn't that it was easy to go.
Yeah. What was it like riding in a horse and buggy?
Cold in winter. I remember my mother always had what you probably don't even know what are, soapstones.
No.
Soapstones were some sort of material,
mm-hmm.
a stone that held the heat. And you put them on the stove before you went and then wrapped them in newspaper. Felt good in the winter time when
yeah.
you went to town.
I bet. Better than freezing.
Well, they felt good.
Yeah, because see, I can't imagine what it would be like, you know, not having a car. Was your family excited to get a car, or were they kind of skeptical?
I'm sure that we were very pleased to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I went to three high schools, which is kind of unusual. I went to the eighth grade country school.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to a the big high school in Ipsy for a year. And part of the time I stayed with my grandparents. The next year, they organized the Lincoln Consolidated School.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first consolidated school anywhere, probably in Michigan. And they wanted me to go to a smaller high school because then they wouldn't have to pay tuition. So I went to one at the college in Ipsy. And then the last 2 years, I went to Lincoln Consolidated School. And, of course, all the kids younger than I, they were lucky that they had the first consolidated school to go to.
Yeah.
And I don't think going to three schools was especially good, but that's the way it was.
Yeah. When you were a teenager, what kind of things did you do, like, in your leisure time?
Movies and rides in the car, pretty much like now, I suppose.
Yeah.
I went out to eat once in a blue moon, the sort of thing that any teenager did.
Yeah, what kind of restaurants did they have?
Otherwise, the food being a lot cheaper, I don't think they were much different. Of course, they didn't have fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go to fast food places now, so their restaurants is pretty much
about the same.
Yes, only much, much cheaper.
I bet. Yeah,
if you work for $50 a month,
you need something sort of inexpensive, I guess.
Well, everything was in proportion.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I worked for $50 one year, and then I told you I went back to Durbin teaching,
right?
And I got $100 that year.
Mm-hmm.
So. I bought a new car, a new V8 Ford, and it was $500 and something.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was it black?
Oh, certainly. They were all black.
That's what I thought. And now they're so many different colors, and they were all black then. What did they look like inside? See, I don't even really know too much about black cars.
To me, they were pretty much like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
When you got a new car.
Yeah.
I borrowed the money from my grandmother, and I lived at home, so I paid it back in various, even at $100 a month, I just paid it.
Yeah.
And I was going with my husband then, so I suppose if we went any place, he paid it. But because I know I paid for the car in no time.
Well, you did better than I'm doing right now. What kind of job did you work while you were in school? Did you have one?
I worked at home. For instance, I milked cows both night and morning.
How long did that take?
Probably a half hour.
Wow. See, I've never done that.
And when I went to college, it was, not many kids went to college.
Yeah.
And did a number of things that sort of paved my way. I not only milked cows, I took and drove a pickup truck by then, and I took the milk to the creamery. Everybody took their own milk to the creamery. It was right on the way to college. And I picked up a couple of kids that paid me a little bit for it. And we'd go down and get the feed for the cattle. By that I mean the grain, and bring it home. And they bought it in Ipsy, where it would have been a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of having an outside job, I had a home job. And I paid my way that way.
Did you paid your entire way through college?
Well, my folks paid. I didn't get wages. What money I needed, then they paid.
Yeah, did they have a hard time coming up with your money for college?
In a way, that was lucky, too. I graduated in 1930, and see, that was just the beginning of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had been a little little younger, they wouldn't have been able to send me. But my dad worked as a carpenter and as a farmer, and times were booming in the 20s, see. Mm-hmm. And so and my mother, of course, was a farm wife and worked very hard, too.
Yeah.
And times were booming, and they even built a new house in the 1920s. but in the 1930s they did have a hard time scratching up money for the taxes.
Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had just the one brother.
Just one brother?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure about that. Did you guys get along though? I know you said he was a troublemaker.
Well, he was into trouble. Mm-hmm. But we never... Oh, we used to argue, yes. When I think back, we argued sometimes.
Yeah.
Usually because I was telling him he shouldn't be doing something.
So he was younger than you?
Yes, 2 years younger, and usually it was that. We argued. All kids argue.
Oh, yeah, I know that. did you always help around the house with the farm chores and everything?
I didn't do too much around the house, and the reason was my mother as a kid, I don't know that she knew much about sugar beets and so forth.
No.
All right, she was raised on a farm, and at that time, sugar beets, you had to weed them by hand, and you had to thin them out by hand and stuff,
mm-hmm.
And her reaction was, I had enough of the outside work when I was a kid, and so I did outside work, and she did the inside work. And to a certain extent, I missed out on a lot because I had a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But I was lucky. I had a good mother, and I had a good mother-in-law, and in that particular way. But as a kid, I didn't do much housework.
Lucky.
I worked outside.
What other things did you do besides milking the cows outside?
A little bit of everything. For instance, I can remember when I graduated from the 8th grade, we got out of school earlier than the rest of them did,
mm-hmm.
For instance, my younger brother. And I actually, my dad had two plows, and they were walking plows, if you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They just take one furrow and you walk behind.
And you have to push it yourself?
Well, hardly, but you had a team of horses that pulled it, just the two horses, usually on a walking plow. And that spring when I was still 12 years old, I helped with the plowing, and you did a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a lot of animals?
We had quite a few cows, I'd say, for that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
We probably had between 20 and 30 cattle,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you milked 12 or 15 cows.
Mm-hmm. Because my grandma owns a farm, and they don't have that many animals. It seems like the farms a long time ago were bigger.
Well, that's how you made your living.
Yeah.
You couldn't make your living without animals.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had them.
So farming was one of the most popular things to do?
Well, it was, of course, where I lived.
Yeah.
But I had uncles that were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were born on a farm, but they went to Detroit and Ipsy to work.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my uncles was one of the first ones that got $5 a day at Ford's.
Oh, really?
You may have even read, if you've read anything about Ford's, that he was the first one that had an assembly line, the first one that paid $5 a day for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And, everybody thought he was marvelous.
Oh.
Well, that was just impossible. And they were able to build, to buy a new house.
Wow, that's really neat. Because my dad works at Ford's. That's interesting to hear something about Ford's.
Well, you get two or three times that much an hour now. But again,
it's interesting to me I don't know if you're going to be able to do that.